I have vague memories of a very distant man who wasn't home much, but who did visit when he was. Probably out of obligation and for appearance sake.
Do you have any special feeling about him now?
Why should we?
The girl asked.
We never really knew him, and he's been dead for 15 years.
I faced Darling, signed. Is there any point going on? She signed, yes.
Not for their sake. For his.
I asked Raven, you get anything to put in? No. He didn't. I could see him thinking maybe he was going to slide out of this after all. It wasn't going to be that easy. Darlin had me tell them that their father had not died, that he had been harried into exile by their mother's confederates. She had me hit the high spots of their years together. They had had time to get over being scared. Now, they were getting suspicious. The boy demanded, what the hell is going on?
How come these questions about our old man? He's history. We don't care. If he was to walk up right now and introduce himself, I'd say, so what? He'd be just another guy.
I signed to Darlin. You gonna keep pushing it? And asked Raven in Forsberger. You wanna call his bluff? Negatives all around. Bunch of wimps. So Raven was going to slide out. I told his kids, your father was very important in the life of the White Rose. He was a stand-in parent for her for years, and she knew how it pained him to be in exile. She stopped here because she wanted to try to give back something of what she'd had and you couldn't. Neither Raven nor Darlin liked me saying that. I think the girl figured it out about then. She got real carefully interested in Raven, but she didn't say anything to her brother. I got Darlin to agree this was enough and our guests ought to be turned loose. She wasn't satisfied with the way things turned out. What the hell can you do with women? You can give them exactly what they ask for, and they'll cuss you because that ain't what they really want. Just before the girl went over the side, she turned and told me,
if my father was alive today, he wouldn't have to fear that he would be unwelcome in his daughter's house.
Then she went. All right. There was an open door if ever I seen one. We took off the second the girl hit ground. Darlin wanted to get far away before word she was there got to somebody who could do something about it. We lit out northeast, like we was headed for the Plain of Fear. Chapter 39. Every day, more people came into Orr and nobody left. The pigeon could not get out. Several had died trying. Some elements of the population were growing restless. There were more fights than usual. More people ended up on the labor gangs. The searches went on and on and on. There was not a building in Orr that had not been